I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chase in Alabama.
Hey, Perrell, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, I totally disagree with you on your analysis of Florida and LSU and Alabama. Let me ask you this. When's the last time LSU beat Alabama?
Well, I don't know exactly when they beat them, so you got me there. But they've played them tough a bunch of times. I never said that Alabama couldn't beat anybody, and they can beat everybody, and they can beat them. I don't know what you're so disappointed in me for.
Well, then let me ask you this. They've beaten LSU pretty much every game since, like, 2010. I think we're, like, 7-0 in the last eight games, 7-0 in the last
eight games. Who don't they beat? They beat everybody, right? I mean,
yeah,
so.
Well, let me ask you this. But that was without Alabama ever having a premier quarterback. Is that correct?
No, I don't agree with that either. You're saying that Alabama doesn't have a premier quarterback. Now all of a sudden they do. So when Hurts was playing and you won every single game but two in the games he started, he sucked.
But here's the thing. Here's the point I'm trying to make. Tua will throw for at least five touchdowns and will even catch one.
No, please stop. Shut up. Just shut up. He's going to throw for five touchdowns in Death Valley. He's going to throw for five touchdowns against LSU.
And catch one, he was saying, too.
Yeah, good luck, dude. Go tell your next-door neighbor all your tales. Look, I think Alabama can win the game. All I said was it's going to be a good game. And if anyone has a shot to beat them, it's that game right there. They know it. We all know it. If you don't respect them enough, then don't watch the game. It's in the bag. Take your wife out for lunch, and you don't even have to watch because you're so guaranteed of all your brilliance, and you're never wrong, and you never lose a game. And all, no one. How about when the guy said to me, we never had a good quarterback at Alabama. Now we do. The last quarterback, let me just be clear. Your last quarterback, you guys were all on your knees in a porno movie for him. And then the minute this other kid came along in the national championship game, you forgot about him. He sucks now, this guy, right? He's terrible. You guys are so demented. That's what's wrong with you. You're so sick in the head, demented, that you, one kid's your, he's now your trash. You guys were on your knees in a porno for him for 2 years. Don't kid yourself with all your BS with me. You know, with all your tough guy Alabama BS, okay, whatever. I'm not listening to it. I'm not. I don't care what you say. In fact, now I'm rooting for LSU in that game. I'm rooting for him like you have no idea.
Now, clearly, Chase does not represent the entire Alabama
fan base. Of course he does.
But he does represent a good portion of them who I cannot believe get so sensitive when all they do is beat everybody. They win every year and they beat everybody. And some of them get so sensitive if you say anything. You didn't even say anything bad. You said Alabama was going to win the game.
I said they were going to win the game. That's
not good
enough
either. Close.
But he
just
disagrees.
Saying the game was going to be close wasn't good enough.
He disagrees with everything I say, but he still calls me.
Sensitive Alabama fans.
Whatever. 855-212-4227. You know what's funny is it's like the guy that called before. He wants to talk about the LSU game with Alabama. He doesn't even recognize they're playing tomorrow.
I lose tomorrow.
Is there anything worse than – and, in fact, I hope they do. I hope they do lose tomorrow, LSU. You know why? Because no one thinks they're gonna. It's just automatic. The game's in the bag. You know, they're lucky that – you know, I won't deny they won the game against Auburn, right? They beat them by one, 22-21, right? They could have easily lost that game. I mean, Auburn blew the game. So, yeah, I don't care. You know, I'm wrong about Florida, too, as they kick everyone's ass. You know, Florida sucks, too, as they continue to beat everyone. And, of course, you know, now that Georgia's lost, they might as well go back to the drawing board because they're an absolute mess. What a joke they are. You know what they should do? Fire Kirby and, you know, maybe file some paperwork to move to another conference. Maybe they could play in the AAC or something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's just Alabama's world. Everyone, you lose a game, you suck, you're horrible, I'm going to puke. So, Alabama never loses, I get it. That's great. They've beaten LSU 7 straight times. They own them, unless I'm mistaken. He did say that the last time they lost to him was 2011. I think that was, 7 years ago. And then they lost to him the year before that, too, 24-21 in 2010. In 2007, they lost to him 41-34. In 2006, they lost to him 28-14. In 2005, they lost to him 16-13 in overtime. In 2004, they lost to him 26-10. And in 2003, they lost to him 27-3.
Those don't count.
Those don't count. 2002.
Because Saban, and anything pre-Saban doesn't count.
Yeah, 2002, Alabama won. In 2001, LSU won 35-21. In 2000, LSU beat them 30-28. But, they never beat them ever. They never beat them ever. Just never. They never beat them except for all those – just all the ones I just gave you. Those don't count because what'd you say? They were all pre-Saban. When did Saban?
2007 was Saban's first year.
There you go. Well, then,
so Saban is nine and three again.
So his first year there, he lost to him, and then he's only lost to him twice since. But those don't count because it was raining or something, and I think they had finals that week. Whatever. I don't even care. Do you think I sit around? Here's a news flash for you. I actually don't sit around thinking about Alabama ever. But I will say this. I bet with them all the time and make money. And I bet against them all the time and make money. Like the Louisiana cover. That was easy money, too. Thank you. And the Minnesota game. What was that, Ohio State? That was another cover. That's another team that never loses either, right? Ohio State, they never lose. In fact, their coach never does anything wrong, ever. He's an honest Christian. Just a fine, upstanding human being.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.